Welcome to The Dancing Housewife. We're podcasting today from the Dance Tonight Atlanta studio in Marietta, Georgia. Joining me is competitive ballroom dancer, entrepreneur, and founder of the Ballroom Exchange, Catherine Harper. Catherine, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
For the folks listening, let me explain. The Ballroom Exchange is a new e-commerce website dedicated to the buying and selling of ballroom dresses and accessories. In fact, Catherine, your tagline, which I love, by the way, is buy, sell ballroom.
Yes, that is correct.
We all know competitive ballroom dancing is an expensive addiction, and dresses are a big part of the picture, so I really think your simple idea to bring buyers and sellers together is a stroke of genius.
Oh, thank you so much.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came up with the idea for the Ballroom Exchange?
Absolutely. I'm on the younger side of competitive amateur dancers, and I'm just now becoming established in my career in nonprofit. Because of this, my disposable income is limited, and I sometimes need to be creative in order to compete. I, like so many others, can't buy many dresses, nor can I rack up a huge stock. So now I'm at a point where I have to sell one in order to buy one. But the traditional methods also seem to be a little bit costly. So instead of complaining about it, I decided to develop a marketplace where I could sell my dress myself and keep more of the sale price. No one is more motivated to sell my dress than me. So I figured this was a great way to get some money back and reinvest in my next dress.
I have a confession, Catherine. I already knew that because I visited the Ballroom Exchange and I read your about page, but I love your story because it's a perfect example of necessity being the mother of invention.
Yeah, it is. I wasn't really looking to start a business, but it just happened very organically.
Driven by your desperate need for a new dress like most dancers.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, but once I heard about your site, I started trolling the internet for ballroom dress consigners, and frankly, it seems there's no shortage of folks out there trying to do what you're doing. So tell me what makes the Ballroom Exchange different. I mean, for example, how is it better than other similar sites or just selling my dress through the person I bought it from?
You know, the beauty of it is that I'm actually not a consigner. What I am is a listing service. It's an online marketplace where dancers can sell their items themselves, resulting in more cash into their pocket. So, the fee structure is less than half of what the lowest consigner charges. So you're able to take home a lot more money to put into your next comp, your next dress, or simply walk away with.
All right. Well, you had me sold at more cash in my pocket. So now let's tell the listeners how it works. So let's say I have a dress I want to sell, and I actually do have a dress I want to sell. So this question is a little self-serving. But seriously, can you summarize the process for us in terms of how I would, you know, from start to finish, how it would sell my dress on the Ballroom Exchange?
Sure. So everyone, be it a buyer or a seller, has to create an account. And there's a very good reason for that. But you simply go on and create an account. And when you're ready to list an item, you just snap a photo and you post that photo, preferably an action shot, something where you're wearing the item. Fill out the form, and it's a really simple form, and just hit submit, and that's it. And it's a very automated process where it goes live.
Great. So then let me ask a question about, say I post my dress and somebody decides they want to buy it. Do they call me on the phone? Do they call me on my cell? How does that work? How do they get in touch with me, and how do we actually transact the business?
Yeah, so communication is actually done all on the site, and questions can be asked sort of on a message board. So there's no private communication. There's no sharing of personal information. You're sort of a non-anonymous seller, if that makes sense.
Okay. So my next question is, how does the shipping work? Do I actually, as the seller, do I actually ship my dress to you and you send it out? Or do I ship directly to the person who's buying my dress?
You actually would ship it out yourself. And there are shipping instructions. And actually, when you're checking out, shipping cost is included. All the seller has to do is say what size priority flat rate box. It would go in small, medium, or large, and then the shipping cost would auto-populate when the buyer is checking out.
Okay, and I'm going to add here because, again, I've visited the site, and it's incredible, and I encourage everybody who has a dress they need to sell or anybody who needs a new dress or a new used dress to visit the site. But there are frequently asked questions on the site, so all these little sort of tedious questions that I'm asking you now, there are even more that are listed on the site. So if you have questions once you visit, Catherine's done a really good job of pretty much answering anything you can think of. So I actually do have a question, and that has to do with your homepage. I couldn't help but notice there's a section of featured dresses on the homepage, and specifically I noticed that not all dresses that are listed are featured on the homepage. So as a seller, I obviously want my dress on the homepage because it gets more traffic that way and has a greater chance of being sold quickly. But I'm wondering, how do you select which dresses are featured? Is that on a rotating basis? How does that happen? Or how can I maximize my chances of getting my dress on the featured page?
Yeah, well, actually, the homepage feature of the items is called the showcase. And the selection is really based on the user. To just simply list an item is free. There's no cost just to post something. But you can give your item an extra a boost of visibility by paying a small fee and have it featured in the showcase. And it's only exclusive to 16 items per month. That are displayed in the showcase, so it's on a first-come, first-served basis.
Okay, so say after a month on the featured homepage or in the showcase, my dress doesn't sell. Do I have an option to sort of re-up for the next month, or is that on me? I need to be, you know, making sure that I do that and I stay on top of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can easily re-up, and basically if there's a queue for that, you would just basically go back to the end of the queue. So that the next person who signed up to be featured would be allowed to get into the showcase. And then when your turn is back up, then you would be featured again. And, you know, you wouldn't be charged for something. Like, say you sold your dress before you were back up in the queue, you wouldn't have to pay that additional fee.
Okay. All right. Now, and what about if I don't have a dress to sell and I'm just in the market, I'm just out shopping around for a new dress? Can I still shop, for example, the way I do on Amazon, or do I have to be a seller in order to be a buyer?
Yeah, so you don't have to be a seller to be a buyer, and vice versa. You can easily go on and just peruse the site, but when it's time for you to actually make a transaction, if you actually want to purchase something, you do have to log on. So all buyers and sellers do have to have an account. And that's primarily because, you know, this is a lot of an honor system where we're trusting the users. And so every time you have a transaction, you're rating the other person. The buyer rates the seller and vice versa. And so we want to be able to track people's actions, how well they're using the site. We don't want anyone to be abusive to it.
Okay. I mean, I get that, but I'm kind of skeptical. I typically shop on... with online merchants as a guest shopper, because I don't like my credit card information saved in places that might not be secure. So I guess that means I just, if I'm not comfortable being a member because of that whole credit card situation, I just can't shop on the site. Is that what happens? There's no available guest shopping?
There's not, but we actually don't keep credit card information. So we use systems such as Stripe and PayPal, where everything is secured on their end. I don't keep any of that information.
Okay, so if I remember, your form had like an email address, and I don't even remember if there was a cell phone number, but so you're basically keeping contact information just as a way of identifying buyers and sellers for rating, and also, I guess, to get in touch if you need to.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
All right. Now, am I understanding correctly that all of the dresses or all of the items, dresses and jewelry listed on the Ballroom Exchange are resales, as in previously worn items?
Not necessarily. I mean, that's kind of how this all started. But there is an option for designers to have a discount, and they can list some of their new items. Say they've made an item that hasn't really sold very well at certain comps, and they decide they want to make it visible to a larger audience with the traffic that we get on the Ballroom Exchange. They can list it and pay a much lesser fee to do that. So some items can potentially be new.
Okay. And how about ballroom attire for gentlemen? I mean, do you have any plans? I didn't see any when I visited the site. Do you have any plans to expand into that market?
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely a market which I think guys would really benefit from. So yes.
Well, Catherine, I really appreciate your taking the time to talk to us about the Ballroom Exchange. I'm excited to sell my first dress. And is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about the Ballroom Exchange?
Just that it's a really simple process to list or to buy, to peruse the site. It's very simple and a really affordable option.
Great. Well, once again, this is The Dancing Housewife with Catherine Harper, founder of the Ballroom Exchange. Thanks again, Catherine, for joining us today. And a big shout out to Rex and Rachel Jones for letting us podcast from their dance studio, Dance Tonight Atlanta, located at 2000 Powers Ferry Road, Suite 3210 in Marietta, Georgia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great. And Catherine, one last thing. Tell our listeners how to find you, how to find the Ballroom Exchange.
It's just buysellballroom.com.
Simple enough. Buysellballroom.com. So there you have it, folks. If you need a dress or if you've got one to sell, visit the Ballroom Exchange at buysellballroom.com.
Now, which dress are you selling?
The orange and purple rhythm dress. The one I'm wearing in the Dancing Housewife podcast thumbnail.
Yes. Yeah, I love that one. It looks really good on
me. Me too, but it's time for a new one. Plus, I need to liquidate some dance assets to support my habit.
That is true.
Yep.